Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature early Motown songs and their artists. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from the Marillettes, the Miracles, the Contours, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, Little Stevie Wonder, and Mary Wells. Well, coming up, the first number one Motown song, Please Mr. Postman by the Marillettes. Well, the Marillettes were five high school girls from suburban Inkster, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit, and they scored Motown's first number one pop smash. Well, the Marillettes, just a few weeks prior to this song, competed in Inkster High School's talent contest, in which they called themselves the Cassianettes. Well, they finished fourth, but Shirley Sharpley, the school's student council advisor, thought they could sing just fine and deserved a chance at the first prize, which was a Motown edition. Well, Sharpley nabbed an appointment and drove the group to West Grand Boulevard, the Motown studio's home. When the company insisted they come up with their own material, original group member Gloria Dobbins came up with a sketch of a song from Inkster pianist William Garnett. Well, Brian Holland, one of the producers of this song, caught the eye of hopeful singer Freddie Gorman, who was still dressed from his day job. He said, "Freddie, come over here. You're a postman. You can help us with this." So hence the song of Please Mr. Postman. And here it is right here on Motown Memories.
Hey boy, get away from my door. I heard about Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two.
Great song from the Miracles, Mickey's Monkey, reaching number 8 from 1963. Before that, the Marvelettes with Playboy, a number 7 song from the previous year of 1962. And we started with the previous year from that, in 1961, the first Motown number 1 song, Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature early Motown artists and their hit songs for the balance of this half hour, from 1959 to 1963. Well, coming up, another great song, this time around from the Contours, Do You Love Me? Well, this song, Do You Love Me, proved to be the Contours' greatest hit, and it wasn't supposed to be for them. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, had written this song as a vehicle for the Temptations. Well, when Berry Gordy was ready to cut the song, the Temptations were at King Solomon's Church, watching gospel legends, the Dixie Hummingbirds. Well, Otis Williams, one of the Temptations, recalled that no one ever thought to look first there. Well, the Contours' Joe Billingsley remembers what happened next. He was quoted as saying that Motown stayed open 24 hours a day. We had stopped by the studio, coming from a record hop, and Barry was down there banging on the piano. Barry said, "Have you guys seen the Temptations?" Well, we hadn't, so he kept on playing. And then as we were getting ready to leave, he said, "Come on down here. Can you guys do this song?" Well, the rest was history. This song would reach the top 10 status once again in 1988 because of the inclusion of the song in the hit movie Dirty Dancing. Well, here are the Contours right here on Motown Memories.
You broke my heart 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
MotarMemories@yahoo.com.
With Tom Fallon.
another great Martha and the Vandellas song, Heat Wave, reaching number 4 from 1963. Before that, Marvin Gaye, Pride and Joy, number 10 from that same year, 63. And we started with the Contours' great song, Do You Love Me, number 3 from 1962. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature early Motown artists and their songs for the balance of this half hour. Well, coming up, a great song by Little Stevie Wonder, Fingertips Part 2, reaching number 1 from 1963. Well, what's interesting about this song, in its original release, it didn't chart at all. Well, Berry Gordy had originally split the 7-minute recording into two sections for single release, timing it so that the mistake that was on the live recording was buried in the middle of side 2. Well, that mistake was one of the musicians saying, "What key, what key?" And he also cursed and said a couple other things on the record. But disc jockeys decided that the real fun was on the second side, so they began flipping the record. Well, Berry listened to the reaction, went back to the desk to boost the boo-boos, and reissued the single. Well, it rocketed to the top of both the rhythm and blues and pop charts. Only the second time a Motown record had achieved this distinction up until this point, the first since Please Mr. the Postman 18 months earlier. Well, here is Fingertips, right here on Motown Memories.
Everybody see ya! Yeah! See ya! Yeah! See ya!
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I don't like you, but I love you. love.